Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Rajshree Polypack Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call, hosted by Prabhudas Lilladher Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Stuti Beria from Prabhudas Lilladher. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Darwin. On behalf of Prabhudas Lilladher, I welcome you all to the Q2 FY24 earnings call of Rajshree Polypack Limited. We have with us the management represented by Ramsarup Bhat, Chairman and Managing Director, along with Mr. Sunil Sharma, who's the CFO. I'd now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, after which we can open the floor for the Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Stuti. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to the earnings call of Rajshree Polypack Limited for Q2 FY24. Joining me on the call is Mr. Sunil Sharma, the CFO. We have already uploaded the investor presentation, and I hope that everyone has got an opportunity to go through the same. For Q2 FY24, the company has achieved a turnover of rupees 67.5 crores, as against a turnover of rupees 65.17 crores for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, thereby achieving growth of 3.58%. The EBITDA of the company stood at rupees 9.11 crores for the quarter two FY24, as against rupees 8.33 crores for the corresponding quarter earlier year, registering a growth of 9.36%. The EBITDA margins of the company grew from 12.79% in Q2 FY23 to 13.5% in Q2 FY24. At the same time, the company earned profit after the tax amounting to rupees 2.31 crores for Q2 FY24, as against 2.47 crores for Q2 FY23, thereby registering a decline of 6.53%. PAT margins for the period stood at 3.42% of sales, as against 3.79% of sales for the corresponding period earlier year. Speaking of H1 FY24, the company has achieved a turnover of rupees 140.19 crores, as against a turnover of 133.46 crores for the corresponding period of the previous year, thereby achieving a growth of 5.04%. The EBITDA of the company stood at rupees 17.8 crores for H1 FY24, as against 19.15 crores for the corresponding period in the earlier year, registering a decline of 6.82%. At the same time, the company earned profit after tax amounting to rupees 4.41 crores for H1 FY24, as against 7.23 crores for H1 FY23, thereby reporting a decline of around 38% over the previous year. PAT margins for the company stood at 3.15% of sales, as against 5.41% of sales for the corresponding period earlier year. In terms of product-wise sales, sales of packaging products went up by 3.83% from rupees 44.32 crores to 46.02 crores, whereas we saw a drop of 12.47% in sales from 20.53 crores to 17.97 crores. Geographically, the export revenues of the company went up by 188% and stood at 7.62 crores, as compared to rupees 2.65 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Further, it is important to highlight that we are now able to stabilize export revenue of more than 7.5 crores per quarter and are working to improvise the same. The sales volume for the quarter went up by 17%, as compared to Q2 FY23, from 2672 metric tons to 3126 metric tons. However, the same was majorly offset by lower realization on account of reduction in raw material prices. On product development, I'd like to share that your company developed and introduced six new products during the quarter, with aggregated product base now at more than 200 products across food packaging. We served more than 400 international and domestic customers during Q2 FY24 alone, while adding 15 new customers in this quarter. At Rashtri, we believe in delivering best to our customer, and this helped us in the long run. The same is evident from the fact that 97% of our sales come from our repeat customers. As we move ahead on the path of growth, branding and marketing play catalysts to achieve our goals in near and long term. In order to strengthen our marketing and sales, we have onboarded Mr. Palash Chakravarty as our Chief Marketing Officer. Mr. Palash brings in more than 20 years of experience in the industry. His core focus will be on sales of high-value and high-margin products, not only in India, but also in overseas markets. During the quarter, we participated in Packers Mumbai and received strong demand for our product range. We have also started working on building a digital presence with initiatives like creating online catalogs of our entire product range and hiring digital marketing agency to build our profile on social media platforms. In case of Olive EcoPack, the machineries have passed the factory acceptance test and are ready to be dispatched. With focus on quick installation, we expect the commercial production to start in next quarter. We have invested a cumulative of ₹19.25 crore till date, of which 4 crores were invested in Q2 FY24 alone. With this, I would like to invite your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Astha Sundarka from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks. First is that in this quarter as well as in the previous quarter, you said the margins are reduced because of the fall in raw material prices. So my question here is that the fall in raw material prices should actually increase the margins rather than fall. So am I missing something out over here?
No, we are not saying that the margins have reduced. We have said that the top line has reduced due to the fall in the raw material prices. That the volumes have gone up 10%, but the top line remains constant as the raw material prices have fallen. It has been offset by the fall in the raw material prices, the top line.
Okay, so margins are affected because of when, like raw material prices or something else?
The margins, we are roughly in the range of 13.5% EBITDA for this particular quarter, which has improved by 1.5% as respect to previous quarter. So overall, there is an improve in the margin of 1.5% EBITDA in this quarter as compared to the previous quarter. And if you see Q2 FY23, it was 12.8%. So and it is at 13.5%. Q1 was bad for us. So if you see the overall H1, it looks lower. The reason for Q1 being bad was we had to take a hit on the inventory loss due to the reduction in the raw material prices, and the demand was 10 to 20% lower than our expectation due to unseasonal rains, which I had mentioned in my previous call also.
Okay, got it, sir. My second question is that there's a cyclicality in the business with Q1 and Q4 being the best quarters. So is there any particular reason for that, why we have higher demand in these two quarters?
This the sector which we are into, food packaging with the dairy industry and beverage sectors, it's natural that in summers the demand for such a products are higher, and that's why we also see the same effect in our business.
Okay. And next two questions are, first is that can you provide the margin breakup for rigid plastic sheets and thermoform products? That is one. And second is that we have 20% market share in thermoforming, if I'm not wrong. So who all captures the remaining market share? That's it, sir.
See, there are many other small players which are there, which are in north of India also, south of India also. But they are not on the listed space. They are mostly private limited or partnership firms with a turnover ranging from 40 crores to 80 crores. So there are 5, 7, 8 different companies who are operating across the country who are having those particular share. And with respect to margin into packaging products and thermoform products, we will say more or less both are in the same line. There is not much of difference in terms of margin in both the set of product categories.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Shetty from Nuvama Wealth Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir.
And,
Though volume growth during the quarter was impressive, but specifically in packaging, but realization witnessed a sharp contraction this quarter. So is it purely because of passing of raw material decline or due to seasonality we might have sold higher proportion of lower realization product?
No, it's purely due to the raw material factor. If I can give you the perspective of the raw material prices from, I would say like there is a drop of almost 22 rupees kilo in the prices of polypropylene from H1 2022-23 to H1 2023-24. So that's the major impact. And the other category majorly what we use is polystyrene, which has dropped from 146 rupees to 114 rupees. So there has been significant drop in the prices of raw material.
So the entire fall we have already passed on during the Q2, or it is still pending in Q2?
Now it is passed on. So Q1 we took a hit, but Q2 I will say like everything has been passed on, and it lasts 3 to 4 months. It is stabilized at in this range, like.
Okay, and how much our revenue is concentrated towards dairy products? And then what was the revenue share during FY22? And now because. Since we have added more diversified customer base in last 15 to 18 months, so can we expect that seasonality, particularly on a dairy product, to mitigate going forward?
So we have to see it in totality with dairy and beverages. So if I put dairy and beverages together, it's roughly around 55 to 60% business is coming from dairy and beverages.
I mean, so this is we are talking about in FY23 or before that? Because we have added almost a 200-odd customer during last 15 to 18 months. So I thought probably, you know, diversified customer base will see lesser impact of seasonality in coming quarters.
Yeah, this is based on 23-24 number. I can still say we are at 55-60% with dairy and beverages as the customers.
Okay, sir. And in injection molding, we are talking about capacity expansion. So can you share how much capacity we are planning to increase?
It's a discussion phase as such. As and when it gets materializes, I'll let you know the exact numbers.
So existing facility is already utilized fully, or it is still operating?
Existing facility also, we have scope to increase the sales further. We have done sales of 7.5 crore in this half year. So we expect this, if we continue this run rate, maybe 15-16 crores we will be doing the sales. And existing facility has can go up to 18 to 20 crores in terms of top line.
And how realization differ from our existing business?
Then? I would say the first 6 to 8 months we were not doing much of realization. Mainly, as I told you, due to the we were carrying a lot of inventory, which was an inventory hit loss because we had just started with the production. and for promotion purpose, we are slightly at the lower prices on the injection molding, which gradually now we will we are shifting to the new geographies, to the other markets, and there with the margins will improve over a period of time.
Great, sir. And lastly, on barrier packaging, if you can help us to understand how much revenue is generated in Q2 and Q1?
See, in H1 last year, we had generated revenue of around 12 crores. And this year, till H1, we have generated revenue of 10 crores. So I would say last year, Diwali was 1 month earlier. So the major revenue for this also comes from Diwali as of this thing. So if we see a we'll see a 9 month perspective, we will see around 12 to 15% growth with respect to last year.
Great, sir. Just a last one. So this is about current Q3. So how Q3 is shaping, sir? Given we are in now festive season, are we witnessing any sharp, you know, demand upsurge?
I would say if I divide Q3 into two halves, definitely the first 45 days the demand will be good, but the next 45 days we will witness a low demand again due to winters, which generally affects the sale. So it will be a mixed, I would say, quarter, with first 45 days with a better sale and next 45 days with a little muted sale.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. That's it from me.
Thank you. Participants, you may please press star and one if you wish to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Astha Sundarka from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. My first question is that in the investor presentation with respect to patents, I can see that we can hold four design and one process patent. So what is this with respect to, like, is it with respect to the joint venture or something else?
No, no. This is not with the joint venture. This is for Rashtri Polypack. So there are, one is a process patent, which we have done for making tube laminates. So that's a process patent which we are holding. Another product, the packaging design patent, which we are holding.
Okay, and the next question is that 2016-17, we used to have margins of 20-21%. And over years, it has fallen to around 12-13%. So, is there any specific reason for that?
We have compared our EBITDA margins from our original core products, that is sheet extrusion and thermoforming products, for last 3.5 years. And I can assure you that the margin for our core products has been consistent in the range of 15.5% to 16%. However, the proportion of the same in the overall reported revenue has gone down from 95% in 2021 to 75% in 2022-23. And the remaining is coming from injection molding sales, freight, and due to the price inflation, where we are having no margins. So that's the difference. If we compare, we can see that that's the reason why we see a number, which is actually, we break it away, we are still in the range of 15.5% and 16%. And the margins are further going to improvise as we further scale up the sales from our core products and improvise our margins from injection molding products.
Okay, got it. So one follow-up question from the previous question I asked. You said the process patent is for the tube laminates, right?
Yes.
So tube laminates, are we, like in the previous con call or before that, I think we had a halt in this process.
Yeah. At the moment it is on hold.
Okay. So are we continuing, or when are we going to see further tube laminates?
We are constantly evaluating this particular market. So as and when we feel that the situation is correct to have a dedicated line for this particular segment, we will take a call for investing for a dedicated line for the tube laminate segment.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anant Shenoy from AS Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Sir, my first question is on barrier packaging. We are telling about 12-15% growth. Is it as per your expectations, sir? Like earlier, you are guiding for higher numbers. Are we seeing any new competition or like any color on that?
No, there is no competition in India as such. Imports which were previously also were there, and it is the same rate as it is. So we have guided 15% growth on barrier packaging, and we are growing at that particular number. So as I mentioned, that this was a very, this market was non-existent 5 years ago in this particular format of packaging. And it's a very small market, and we are like the only player in India who are doing the complete integrated manufacturing under one roof, right from extrusion to forming for this segment of product.
Okay. And in terms of margin, we had guided around like it's higher margin. So the margins are maintained in this barrier packaging, like we had mentioned about some 45,000 rupees per.
45 to 48 rupees EBITDA per kilo. We command that margin in this particular sector.
And still we are continuing that kind of margin currently. That's good. And second, we are seeing good traction in export. So can you throw some color on what is leading to this one?
So. Basically, we were not, I would say we were less focused on export market previously, but now we are participating into various shows, and we are in constantly touch with the lot of customers in export market, and with the addition of more range like injection molded products and adding few other categories in thermoform products, we are able to get a better share of export market.
And over a 2-3 year period, like where do you see this export coming to from 7.5 crore per quarter? Do you see it becoming much bigger in overall proportion?
In a period of 2 to 3 years, we expect it to at least go to 12 to 15 crores per quarter, or at least 50-60 crores coming from export.
Can you throw some light on the rationale behind fundraise? Any CapEx plans? Or in the investor release also you mentioned about in-mode labeling also. So they can throw some rationale.
In-mode labeled, we have commercially established the product, and we have started manufacturing. We have received initial trial orders from the customers, and we'll ramp up the production of IML products in coming quarters. So that is the 6 products of what we have added, in which that one of the product is injection molded product, labeled products. And fundraising basically is being done to meet the requirement of long-term working capital and with some addition of capital investment. Mm-hmm. So that's the main reason for doing the fundraising.
Okay. And this year, like what is the expected sales? Can we do around 300 crores this year?
We have given guidelines of around 280 to 90 crores, so we can see the number around that range.
Okay. And come to Oli Eco Pack perspective, what sales are expected in this year? Because earlier you mentioned about Q4, the plant will be ready.
So it depends, like we machines, as I mentioned. The factory acceptance test has been completed at the vendor's end, and the machines are in process of dispatch. And as the installation process gets done, so if we see the production to start by Jan end or mid of February, we can see some token sale in this particular year. But I will say realistically, the sales should be seen, major sales will be seen from next year itself.
Okay, and next year what, like we had earlier I think guided for, I think 120 crores also. Right?
Around 100 crore, 110 crores revenue, we can definitely look from only for next year.
And in that, will we be breaking even at PAT level, EBT level, 100, 120 crores here?
Yeah, that number, we will be, that will be a break-even number, I would say.
120 crore sales, we'll break even at that level next year.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot for answering the question.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ankit Agarwal from Yellowstone Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Hello, Ram Sarji.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My first question is on barrier packaging. How does our price compare relative to imports?
Pardon?
So for barrier packaging products, you mentioned that there are also imports being done. How? What is the price differential between imports and our product?
See, imports are almost 8 to 10% expensive, and apart from that, there are times, and also what happens, like if any particular customer needs some small quantities, it becomes difficult to serve that requirement from import, and these are expensive products, so. To keep that much of inventory for customers is also difficult. So apart from pricing, there are advantages of having a supply chain which is from the local market.
Okay, understood. And within barrier packaging, is it fair to say that there is also a good number of, good amount of export being done?
In barrier packaging, I would say out of the total sales, around 15 to 20% is export. Balance is domestic.
Okay. And within exports, you mentioned 4 overseas customers have been added. Are these customers mainly looking for thermoforming sheets like we used to do, like Middle East clients, or this is more on the value-added side?
So these are more on injection molded products and thermoform products.
Okay. So there is and when you say thermoform products, do you mean sheets or something else?
So packaging products.
Okay. So this is not sheets. Okay. Okay. And for the in-mold labeling, are these rigid packaging products or flexible packaging?
In mold labeling, injection molding comes under rigid category. So it is a rigid. So we are not into flexible packaging. We are all in rigid.
Okay, so this is all rigid. Great. And lastly, on the Olive EcoPack, is there some delay? Earlier we were planning to do commercialization by November. So was there any delay or is it going as per plan?
There is, I would say, 2 to 2.5 months delay. That is mostly attributing to construction and the major reason. Otherwise, there is on other fronts we are okay like that.
Okay, understood. Okay, that's all I had. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Muthu Kumar from Fidelity Venture. Please go ahead.
Good noon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So could you please quantify the capex amount which you have been spent for financial year 23 and also work in progress for financial year 24 for both plant and machinery?
For 24, we have done a capex of around 10 crores till date into plant and machinery, molds and other things. So it is around 5 crores we have done for 24. In 23, I'll just check and let you know.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you.
23, there was a total capex of 26.82 crores.
Okay.
Injection.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ankit Agarwal from Yellowstone Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. I had a follow-up question on exports. So on exports right now, earlier we were exporting mainly to Middle East. Has that diversified, like have we cracked into other markets, mainly like Western markets?
Yeah, I would say we have added UK and US as the new geographies.
Okay. Okay. And can you give a sense of the products we are exporting there?
Mostly, I would say injection molding and thermoform packaging.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star and one to ask a question. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Anant Shenoy from AS Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. So first question is about now the crude prices and all are going up. So now are you seeing any raw material price increases also, this polystyrene and what other one you have mentioned?
As it's very difficult to predict on the prices for the commodities, but we could say fairly that for next 1 to 2 months we don't see any major upswing in the prices.
And now with the fundraise, like in the second half, like what kind of finance cost we will see? Like we
say by the time we get the money into our accounts, probably it will be the end of this quarter. So for next quarter, definitely we'll see the reduction in the finance cost.
Okay. And in the balance sheet, we are seeing still, I think there is some customer advance. Yeah. Other current liabilities have gone up. So what is this for? And is this for CapEx?
Yeah, it's for CapEx actually. It's the customer has given the machine for to increase the production capacity. So that is actually a long-term advance it should go into. So at the moment showing into other current liabilities.
Okay. Is this any for any particular sector or any particular... They can throw some more color or like details on the customer or why is giving advance for us for usually we have not seen in the past when customer has given advances for CapEx, right? Well, what is so different in this particular arrangement?
It will be difficult to reveal the name of the customer, but yes, as I mentioned, this are like few of the customers where we have almost monopolistic supply. And as the customer is expanding their business, they wanted us also to increase the capacities and helped us in increasing the capacities as we were doing a lot of investment and we needed that support and they accepted our request. That's the only thing I would say.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Astha Sundarkar from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Thank you once again. Can you throw some light on injection molding part? Like what is toll manufacturing? How does it work? And how are the products from injection molding different from thermoform products? That is my last question.
So toll manufacturing is basically an asset-light model which we have approached where we have tied up with the vendor who will be making 100% production for Rajshri Polypack. And so that's the arrangement which is there. And any further expansion which happens, they will invest into the plant and machinery and we will invest into the molds as per our requirement of products. And with respect to process, it's a different process. Injection molding is a single stage process. Thermoforming is a two stage process. So the process wise, both are different. In terms of applications, the markets at times can remain, the application can remain the same. And injection moldings are generally little heavier in weight as compared to thermoform products. So the parts are little expensive, but the product cost is little higher in injection molding as compared to thermoform.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you so much and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Suryansh from Bizex Enterprise LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I was asking that we are currently mostly catering to food and beverages segment. So like in future also we would be focusing on this segment, or we'll be segment agnostic, will be shift, as we grow, will shift to other verticals or not like that?
I would say that at least for next 2 to 3 years, we'll be focused more on food and beverage sector only, because that's our core. So at least for next 2 to 3 years, we don't have any plans to add any further sector as such.
Okay, sir. And like one more question, sir. What do you feel like in the next 5 years down the line? Like, can you give the big picture? What shift is happening in packaging segment? Like, we are seeing sustainable packaging, and whatever, what's your view? Like, you are seeing overall broad picture, and where the our company fits. Where our company fits in that? That's the last question.
So I would say like there are two sectors. One is food packaging, what Rashtriya Polypack does, and one other is QSR, which is food service, which we are planning to cater through Olive EcoPack Limited. So these are two segments in which we categorize into and where we will be operating into. So food packaging has to grow as more and more processed food has to act to avoid the wastage of the food. We recently had a big exhibition in Delhi, and where we have seen there is more than 50,000 crores of PLI which has gone into food processing as a sector. So as India grows, lot of demand for packaged food will grow along with that. As the GDP grows, more and more people will be spending money on food. So definitely we'll be seeing a good demand in this particular sector from food packaging perspective. And second is food service, where a lot of QSR, coffee chains, or where the food has to be consumed within another half an hour to 2 hours. So demand for such kind of products will also increase rapidly, and there the sustainable packaging will come more into picture. In food packaging, since the sustainable packaging still are not able to meet the functional requirement, we don't see much entry of sustainable products entering into food packaging. But there the more focus will be on to recyclability and using recycled materials. And in food service, the focus will be more on using sustainable products. And we will say as a company, we are well placed in both the sectors. So that will help us to achieve the growth in next 5 years.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may please press star and one if you wish to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mayuresh Gajare, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, actually, good afternoon. I have a question related to the installed capacity that we have. Can you please explain what is the capacity utilization with all the capacity that we have, like extrusion, thermoforming, printing, sleeving, and injection molding?
So I would say on extrusion and thermoforming and printing, we are almost in the range of 95% to 98%. And we are working on increasing the capacities on the existing machines by doing some modifications. And we have got very good results, and probably in next 1 month or so, we should be able to announce that the increment in the installed capacity on these processes by around 10 to 15%. With respect to injection molding, capacity-wise, we are utilizing at the moment around 70%. And we can further increase the capacity as and when the demand increases.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one if you wish to ask a question. As we have no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the call. I wish you all and your family a very happy Diwali in advance. Over to you, PLT, for the...
Thank you. On behalf of Prabhudas Liladhar Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.